Kentucky, it looks like Governor Matt Bevin is out, the Republican, one of the least popular governors in America, out, it appears. Very tight race. Less than 4,000 votes separating Matt Bevin and the Democrat Attorney General Andy Beshear. About 4,000 votes, maybe a touch less, with 100% of the precincts reporting. Bevin has not conceded the race, citing irregularities. Who knows? It looks like by a 0.2% margin, the Democrat is going to sneak in Kentucky. Now, the Democrats on the national news media are going to go crazy and say, look, it's Mitch McConnell's Kentucky, and this means Mitch McConnell's going to lose, and the Republicans are going to get crushed, and Trump has no chance, and none of that is true. None of that. Relax. Matt Bevin had gone after overhauling union pensions and so forth statewide. It had become very contentious. His popularity was somewhere in the 30s percent range. And I say that quite clearly because in every other race last night, the Republicans dominated across Kentucky, including sending the first African-American candidate to win the attorney general's job ever. And he's a Republican and the first Republican to hold that job in like decades. Honestly, I saw it here somewhere. So an African-American wins the attorney general's spot. And anyhow, Bevin's looking like he lost. There might be a recount. I don't know how that will go. It could drag on for a few weeks. But Amy McGrath is the one challenging Mitch McConnell. She has a very weak candidacy thus far, and she's not going to beat Mitch McConnell. And Kentucky's not going to send a Democrat senator to Washington, not this time around, I can tell you that. So, but Democrats will make great hay out of this, and they can knock themselves out. Matt Bevin was not a popular individual. Meanwhile, south of the border, the community of Lamora, where those women and children were killed by Mexican drug cartels. What a horrible story. Babies burned alive, children shot in the back, mothers gunned down, three mothers, six children, including 2 6-month-old infant twins, murdered by these drug cartels. The president offering to help Mexico any way the United States can. But this Sonora massacre is getting a lot of attention, as you can imagine. 9 United States Mormons say it was a targeted hit in Mexico. I don't know why they were targeted, but now some of the investigations say they're targeted. Some people have been brought into custody, but, you know, this is a circus down there. Did they bring in the right people into custody, or is it just, you know, somebody they could put out there and beat up and push in front of the camera and say, hey, look, we got somebody. See this guy? He's a dirty scoundrel, and yeah, he's the one that did all this. We'll see. Now, back to the bigger stories. NBC killed the Ronan Farrow story about Harvey Weinstein. NBC let Matt Lauer have a rape button, in effect, under his desk, the secret button that would lock the door, as if he put that in over the weekend using, you know, equipment from Home Depot. You know, the people up on the top floor knew that was there. They knew it, that they had a problem with Matt Lauer. But Harvey Weinstein was powerful, and Matt Lauer was powerful, so they let him slide. CBS had Les Moonves and Charlie Rose around. Charlie just walking around in his drawers. What an unsettling mental picture that creates. Yikes. And they let it slide. And now we know that ABC quashed a story about Jeffrey Epstein. Who's that? Who's Jeffrey Epstein? And we know now that Amy Robach had the entire story. Amy Robach had convinced a source that had pictures and had hidden for 12 years to come forward. Pictures, she seems to indicate, of former President Bill Clinton and other powerful men down on Pedophile Island. Remember, Jeffrey Epstein owned these two islands down in the Caribbean. And he would take the Lolita Express. And we know Bill Clinton was on that plane many times. And conveniently, this happened 3 years ago. In the height of the presidential race of 2016, ABC chose to bury this story. ABC was not the only one burying stories in 2016. Of course, Harvey Weinstein, that story from Ronan Farrow, buried in 2016 as well. Other powerful donors like Weinstein with connections to the Democrat Party. All of these stories were buried conveniently in 2016. It's not a coincidence. This is not some happy accident for the left. And now the question is, Epstein. Amy Robach says absolutely killed. 100%. I have no doubt he was murdered. The pathologist on Fox News here saying that the hyoid bones, three of them were broken. Three fractured hyoid bones. Now, the chance of fracturing a hyoid bone in a suicide is very, very rare, 1% or less. It's very common in homicide when strangulation is the method of murdering somebody. I have not believed from the beginning that Jeffrey Epstein was hanging himself in a jail cell where he had to get onto his knees to hang himself. He couldn't actually hang himself. He had to lean forward and just hang there until he passed out and then expire. How very convenient. And, of course, the royal family having their deep tentacles into all of it because of the connection between Epstein and Prince Andrew and his exploits, his pedophilia exploits, also on the Lolita Express, also on Pedophile Island. And I tip my hat, Project Veritas, for doing great work on this. I mean, it is. You give credit where credit is due. It is great work on Project Veritas's point. The videos are up. The videos are everywhere. They're available at stevegruber.com on the Facebook page. They're everywhere. Go find the videos of Amy Robach talking about everything that they had. Everything that they had, and the story got deep-sixed by management. By management. You have to say, well, was there somebody from ABC News on that jet to Pedophile Island? That's the real question. It's the Steve Gruber Show.